Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, at 10 in the morning, and the official hurricane season runs through the end of November. So we have a ways to go, and we've already been hit a couple of times. It looks like a pretty big storm brewing and heading toward the south coast right now in the form of Helene. Fox News Radio's Devin Brown with us this morning from Miami. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So people are getting the sandbags out, and a lot of people probably have left the coast and gone inland, right?
Well, we certainly hope so, especially in northern Florida, where it looks like the storm is certainly headed. Helene is now a Category 2 with 90 to 100 mile an hour winds. But it's going to strengthen and become more ferocious and maybe even reach upwards of Category 4. And the worst thing that I think is expected now is some stretches along the Big Bend coast, that's the where the peninsula meets the panhandle, is a 15 to 20 foot high storm surge, which is unsurvivable. Now, those areas are very sparsely populated. There's a big national forest there, the Apalachicola National Forest. So this is not major metropolitan areas. However, people do live in that area, and they need to be getting out. And at the time, the window to do that is really closing. With a 20-foot storm surge, I mean, that just kind of washes homes off their foundations.
Are you a Florida native? Have you lived there most of your life?
I've lived here half my life
half
at this
life.
Point.
So, well, then you've seen a hurricane or two. What about that storm surge? I don't recall hearing about a 20-foot storm surge like that before.
Well, we had 30 feet with Hurricane Katrina. Especially in Mississippi. Most people, when they talk about Hurricane Katrina, they talk about levees failing in New Orleans. But up in Mississippi, there was about a 30-foot storm surge.
Wow.
That stretched about 80 miles east to west and just cleaned these coastal communities right off their foundations, from Paz Christian to Biloxi to Gulfport, places east of that. So, and it was just blocks and blocks and blocks. It looked like what you would see now, if not to make light of it, but Gaza. It was just rubble. When you get a storm surge like that, it nothing really survives that, especially, you know, the people. If you do survive it, it is a miracle. And I would argue that you not test that. It's a pretty ferocious thing, but there are ways of preparing properly and making sure you're out of the way. We call that evacuating. And for a lot of people, it doesn't mean evacuating very far. It just means getting out of the way where the water is going to be. On top of the storm surge, of course, is rain and wind, and that does its own sets of damage. The storm surge in this case looks like it's going to be the worst of the effects.
Impact on an individual in the path of that storm, of course, you can't go to work. Kids are not going to go to school.
Correct.
And your life is going to be totally disrupted for several days. But again,
at the very least.
Yeah. Yeah. And then again, we aren't even close to being through with this hurricane season. It goes through to the end of November.
Correct. So, the thing about this is that season is when the activity is the, you know, most frequent.
Yeah.
It only takes one to really ruin your year. And so this could be the one for a lot of people. What we have to worry about now is just mitigating life loss, mitigating damage. But it's for some people who do live in these coastal communities, they could see their homes destroyed. And we have to figure out where to put them for the time being. Do they stay in a trailer? Do they get into a hotel? Do they stay with relatives? And at some point what happens when you have lots of this type of damage that's very, very widespread, you get whole communities that just end up waiting. And then they just decide, you know what, we took up residence somewhere else in another town. We've been here for a year already. We're just going to sell out our old property, get what we can for it, because, you know, we've got new jobs. The kids are in new schools. Wow. We know where the pharmacy is and the grocery store is, you know, might as well just stay here now. That's how we end up with ghost towns. So.
For a lot of people, then, it's a life-changing event, as we call it.
Yes, it is.
Ty, hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown this morning talking about Hurricane Helene, which is supposed to hit the coast probably sometime this evening or tonight. There, the coast along Florida and Georgia. 8:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS in the Royals. They're in the hunt for the playoffs. They've got a little ways to go here, but it's been an interesting story every day, and Ted is keeping us posted. Let's see what the latest is on the Royals with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we're getting close. The Royals in the nation's capital last night, taking on a team that is really slumping, the Washington Nationals. The Royals, the Royals had trouble scoring runs last weekend when they got shut out back-to-back times. Now the Royals are doing that to their opponent. Shut out on Tuesday night, and the Royals going for another shutout last night. Heard it all on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Michael Lorenzen, only 2 1/3 innings from him. He exited with lower body fatigue. But after that, Daniel Lynch the fourth, Angel Serpa, John Schreiber, and Sam Long set the Nationals down. And the Royals pitching staff has now delivered 26 consecutive scoreless innings, a new franchise record. And Royals pitchers have now thrown 19 consecutive scoreless innings in this series. An 11th shutout win this season for the Royals, and a much-needed win down the stretch. Only 4 games to go, and the Royals can just about taste it. 3-0, the final score tonight.
Yeah, we're getting close. The Royals with their second straight shutout on the heels of that 7-game losing streak. You heard Daniel Lynch's name mentioned. 2 2/3 innings of scoreless work out of the bullpen. Since he got called back up from AAA in late August, he's appeared in 10 games, 0 runs allowed. Nice. All right, the Royals win it 3-0. They'll finish up this 3-game series against Washington. It's a day game, noon today on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals are going for the 3-game sweep. So here's what happened. The Royals won and the Minnesota Twins won. So here's where we are. The Royals have a 2-game lead over the Twins for a playoff spot with 4 games to go in the season. And the ESPN metrics say that gives the Royals an 86% chance to make the playoffs. Royals Nationals at noon today over on KFH. All right, we will talk college football tonight with the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. And that's with the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. 23rd-ranked K-State will be hosting 20th-ranked Oklahoma State. 11 a.m. kickoff Saturday in Manhattan on KFH. Tune in to Coach Kleiman tonight at 6 o'clock. Get a preview of that. After that, it's Thursday night football. As we begin another week in the National Football League, the Dallas Cowboys on the road visiting their division rival New York, taking on the Giants. Cowboys are coming off back-to-back home losses. The Cowboys are favored by a touchdown in this one. The Cowboys have beaten the Giants 6 times in a row. Cowboys-Giants, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And we have a high school football game tonight featuring 2 undefeated teams. Conway Springs is 3-0 on the road at Medicine Lodge. Take a look at that one. And in volleyball, Wichita State won its conference opener on the road, beat Memphis 3-1 last night. Emerson Wilford with a career-high 16 kills. 9th-ranked Kansas won its conference opener, winning in Lawrence in a sweep over Central Florida. The Jayhawks in volleyball ranked 9th in the nation, off to a record of 10-1 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the FCC is after Odyssey Radio. That's us. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.